Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday afternoon to you, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters over in West Austin. And what a beautiful, beautiful, severe, clear day today on this first weekend in. Well, I guess it's not actually the first weekend, but it's pretty darn close. The beginning of November, where has the year gone? And I'm sure I'm like you. I've already seen a smattering of Christmas advertisements or commercials on these days. But appreciate you joining us on a beautiful, beautiful, not a cloud in the sky Austin day. And be sure and check us out at TexasInsider.org, where we post about a half dozen articles for you to stay on the inside of Texas politics, as we always like, Texas and national politics, as we always like to say. You're either an insider or you're not. And be sure and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider, where we got somewhere between 40 and 41, 45,000 followers there. But what's going on this week? I've got to say it's good to be back. As Casey Johns is behind the glass and always says or likes to say, we try and provide you a little sanity, a little reason, maybe even some truth here on the Texas Insider Show. And things have been going on the last couple weeks. The Aggies have been winning, as you've been listening, and when the show's been preempted. The Longhorns, not so much, but football season started, the leaves are even starting to turn, and some interesting developments this week, or over the last couple weeks for that matter, on the political front. If you go to the top of the Texas Insider page right now, we got a interview with our friend Mark Flaster, the chairman of the Texas Insider Economic Council. He's talking about what's keeping oil prices up and says primarily it happens to just be the fear of unrest in the Middle East. And frankly, if we didn't have fear and unrest in the Middle East because we're producing so much oil and gas, the price might be lower, which we got to be thinking about for our state budget down the road. But we also got a couple articles up there. There's a lot of focus these days about Medicare for All and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders' push for Medicare for All, which is in fact not Medicare for All. It would eliminate Medicare, the program itself, as I read in that article. We got a story about U.S. illegal immigration population surged 550,000 people in the fiscal year 2019, which for the government, their fiscal year isn't like the calendar year. Their fiscal year runs from October 1st is when it starts, and then it ends at the end of September. So the fiscal year for the federal government just ended a while ago, and somebody crunched some numbers and showed that the illegal immigrant population is up over 500,000 people last year. We got an interesting article. This is the fourth one we've run by a fellow by the name of Morales, who is a really intelligent Democrat analyst, and he has run a series of why Democrats see a Texas-sized opportunity in the state of Texas, and he's crunching some more numbers on the voting trends and the population changes in the country versus the city and the suburb demographics. And then we got, of course, a smattering of impeachment stories, and our old friend Todd Hunter, who's been on the show, State Rep Todd Hunter from down in Corpus Christi, has a neat article since it's Veterans Day weekend. Happy Veterans Day on Monday for those government workers and bankers and maybe postal service workers who have the day off. But Todd Hunter's got a neat article there talking about how we've got, I think it's 1.6 million retirees in the state of Texas. And there's a lot of state programs that can help you and benefit you if you're a former or a current military member. And I would just encourage you to go check that out, because Todd Hunter really provides some neat services and neat articles for us every now and then. But be sure and check that out. And then the biggest thing in the last week or two, I got to add that we're going to have my old friend Victoria Lynch on the show here after the first commercial break. She's written a book about why she thinks Donald Trump is going to win in 2020. Certainly we're now within, I think it's give or take a day, but within about 90 days from the first February Democrat and Republican primaries in New Hampshire and Iowa in February and March. I've talked about it before, how like never before in history, there are going to be by the end of March. So here it's November for you Aggies and Left Coasters, November, December, January, February, March. We've got basically within 4.5 or 5 months, 50% of the Democrat primaries are going to have occurred between February and the middle of March. And that's because Super Tuesday, just to give you a thumbnail, we got California that's moved up now. The state of California usually has its primary later in the election season in June or July, I think is when it used to be. But they want to increase their influence in determining who the nominee is. So they moved their primary election up to Super Tuesday like Texas. And you got Ohio and Illinois and Florida and Michigan and Alabama, some other big ones in there. And the result is, and this is my point, is that if you're a Democrat candidate right now, you're not thinking of November 2020. You're thinking about essentially Super Tuesday in March is what your time frame is. And you've got to do anything and everything you can to have your team together and your voters voting. And old Beto O'Rourke dropped out the other day. I've saved this edition of the Saturday, November 2nd, Austin American Statesman. They've got across the front, big letters here, Beto O'Rourke ends his presidential bid. So
hell yes.
Exactly, Casey. There's Beto saying, hell yes, we're going to take away your guns, is what he was saying. And he's dropped out of the race. We got Mr. Castro from San Antonio still in there. We've got the most interesting thing, really, from a political perspective. And interesting it is, but really probably a better description is the most impactful political development in the last couple weeks has happened just in the last day or so. And that has to do with old Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, deciding to get into the Democrat race. He, like a lot of other Democrats and analysts and party prognosticators, has looked at the Democrat field and said, this is not what it needs to be. This is not a list of anybody who can beat President Trump. And he thus has decided he is going to get into the race. He's filing in Alabama was the most notable one because it's got the soonest deadline. Michael Bloomberg is now going to upset the Democrat primary field. He's a billionaire, number one. He's known for being against guns or for gun control, and he's going to bleed some voters away from Joe Biden. And we're going to talk about that dynamic and some more things with Victoria Lynch after we take a commercial break here on the Texas Insider Show. And when we come back, Victoria Lynch and I are going to talk about her book, Why Trump's Going to Win in 2020. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
To see what you will do. Everyone's looking at you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, good job there, Casey Johns, producing the show today behind the glass with a little Toto hold the line. And I'm telling you, folks, that's what these presidential candidates are trying to do, certainly what Donald Trump's trying to do with impeachment. I got to give a hat tip to Casey. Some of these commercials that you heard there during the break and others these days on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, have just been exceptional and always give me a chuckle as I'm driving down the road or listening online on the radio.com app. But welcome back to the Texas Insider Show, folks. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters, as I like to say. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we post about a half dozen articles a day, keeping you on the inside of Texas and national politics. As we like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And before we get to my friend Victoria Lynch here about her new book, Trump Wins in 2020, I was talking there before the break about New York former mayor Michael Bloomberg getting in the Democrat primary, it looks like, because he's one that's being honest and probably admitting, like a lot of other Democrats are, that the leading candidates in the Democrat field right now are kind of questionable as to whether or not they're up to beating Donald Trump. You got Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wanting to blow up capitalism and our American system and replace it with socialism, and who knows if the voters would like that. I forgot to mention that the economy was announced last week. It's been growing gangbusters in the third quarter. I've talked before about how the economy cake may already be baked. If you look into the first half of next year, we're expected to have a strong holiday and Christmas season with sales up about 7%. The economy grew in the third quarter. We've got 6.3 million new jobs created since Donald Trump took office in January 2017. Just think about that, folks. 6.3 million jobs. That's a lot of voters. That's a margin of victory and then some if you're looking at it from a granular political perspective. And then what have the Democrats got? The Democrats have impeachment, the boy who cried wolf one too many times. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it, and I think most of the American public is tired of it. And Casey, here's what Donald Trump had to say about it at a recent rally.
The radical Democrats' policies are crazy, their politicians are corrupt, their candidates are terrible, and they know they can't win on election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional impeachment.
Oh, Casey, you didn't tell me you were going to bleep out the BS word there in the middle. And there we have to. But, folks, that's the lay of the land. And Victoria Lynch, thanks for calling in, a former Texan and author, and now just with your book published and available on the internet and in bookstores near all of us, Trump Wins in 2020. Victoria, I'm going to introduce you here. I saw your press release, and it reads like this. Victoria Lynch, a black conservative with an Ivy League education, has completed her most recent book, Trump Wins in 2020. It's a gripping and insightful review of President Trump's triumphs and time in office, in addition to the framework behind his impending reelection. Victoria, how you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Tell us a little bit after that. You've got an interesting background, which I want to get into for the half an hour that we've got you here on the show. But you talking about Trump's triumphs, his time in office, and give us a thumbnail. What's the book about, and how did you go about writing Trump Wins in 2020?
Well, Jim, thanks so much for having me
yes,
today,
ma'am,
on the show. So there were a couple reasons why I wrote the book. Part of it, so three in particular.
Okay.
The first thing is I left Texas about 7 years ago and moved to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And what I found out when I got here, Philadelphia is the landscape here. There are seven Democrats to one Republican. So it's really a kind of a dearth of having the conservative ideals in a spot like Philadelphia.
Interesting.
So I wrote the book. Yeah, I wrote the book because, you know, I needed to keep myself encouraged. it's really tough to be in such a blue center. So it took about 2 to 3 years worth of research, kind of put it all together. So three things really I want to communicate with the book. The first thing was I really wanted to inspire, you know, the Trump nation, you know, the conservatives and those 63 million Trump voters. I really wanted to encourage them that their voice really does matter. You know, I have a quote that I put in the book, and, you know, I talk about, we've heard the saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, I take it a step further. I say the pen might be mightier than the sword, but the vote is mightier than the pen. So it is our opportunity, our duty, to get out there and make our voices known. And I just want to encourage all the Trump supporters that your voice matters. And what you did in 2016 was awesome. So I wanted to inspire you. I wanted to make sure you knew that that was an inspiration to most. So take it to a Texas level. And in 2016, 7% more Texans came to the polls when Trump ran in 2016.
Yeah, big
So increase. We're expecting that the 2020 numbers are going to eclipse that. So I just want to inspire the base. Number two, it's a book to inform. I just want to relate to all of the Trump supporters that Trump really did deliver on his campaign promises, you know, of job creation, just like you said in the earlier segment, 6.3 million jobs he created.
Mm-hmm.
He increased middle-class wages, going after immigration reform and the wall. You know, and he appointed not just the conservative justices, but tons of judges. He has done an impeccable job, you know, with what he has delivered. He's delivered jobs for black and brown Americans with the highest employment numbers that we've seen in decades.
Absolutely.
It's amazing what he's done. I mean, he's $89 billion saved in regulation rollbacks. You know, he's delivering jobs to the Rust Belt. I mean, he has just been outstanding.
And you're talking about the real pocketbook issues that we've talked about here, and most folks realize when people are undecided and walking into the voting booth, they're going to do a quick gut check and either want to, number one, be on the winning team, so who's got the mojo. But mostly, are they just feeling comfortable and happy with their family and their pocketbook and the nation's economic direction, right?
Absolutely. You know, I was in, you know, yesterday I was getting my hair cut and I was talking to my stylist. And, you know, I actually told her about the book.
Okay.
And she said she was reading it. She's a black female. She says, I can't believe it. I'm learning so much from the book. But she was saying, I have to say, honestly, that I'm better off. You know, the economy's
really
strong. I'm looking at buying a new car. I'm going back to school. And she said, you know, I have to admit, it is definitely a much better environment. And when you said in your book that Trump has produced more jobs than Obama, I just had to say, huh, and I had to pause. So I wanted to inform. And this is not really a book for the Democrats. Not that they can't read it, but this is really just to encourage the base. And then the last thing, I just want to remind the base that just the Republicans and the conservatives all over the country, that the base is electrified. I mean, you can see it at any rally that he goes to. We are hungry for a 2020 run. It's amazing. So three things. I wanted to inspire, to energize, and to inform. That's really why I wrote the book.
And we got about 1 minute before we got to go to the news break here at the bottom of the hour, Victoria. Just in a snippet, you talk about your hairdresser. Don't you think that's the gaining momentum perspective in a lot of minority communities across this country, probably?
So I can tell you, you know, for the black and brown communities that I come in contact with, you know, we are impressed. Uh-huh. We are impressed with what we see. And a lot of people are quietly moving from the hardcore Democrat column to what they call independents. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that everyone is running into the Trump camp, but what I am suggesting is they are softening up amazingly to the president.
Okay, I got to stop you there, folks. We're visiting with Victoria Lynch, author of the new book, Trump Wins in 2020. Be sure and check her out at victorialynch.com. Victoria, when we come back after this commercial break, we're going to talk about this more, 2020, why Donald Trump can win, on the Texas Insider Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Casey Johns got me picking myself up off the floor with a little promises from one hit wonder, I guess, Naked Eyes. Casey is the group whispering in my ear, but promises is what we're talking about this political season, and appreciate you joining us here for the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters over in West Austin. A beautiful, beautiful day in the nation's 11th largest city, as I always like to say, because a lot of folks don't realize we're that big. But what a plethora of stuff going on politically. I'm sitting here watching CNN and MSNBC Live on the tube here in the studio. They're talking about how impeachment proceedings and open, quote-unquote open, because all the proceedings prior to now, as we all know, have been closed in secret. The impeachment proceedings, open ones at least, are about to begin on Wednesday. And so get your big boy and big girl panties on for more of that, as if we haven't had enough already. But I'm thrilled to be able to visit, and because it overlays all the things we've been talking about new, more jobs created, the economy growing, the Democrat field seemingly kind of a Twitter with Michael Bloomberg, the former New York mayor, thinking about getting in. He's a billionaire, folks, another billionaire. We've got a bunch of 70-year-old white people. I guess you throw in Kamala Harris in there, and if you want to consider Elizabeth Warren an indigenous American or not, but a bunch of billionaires for the Democrat nomination. But Victoria Lynch has written her new book, Trump Wins in 2020. Victoria Lynch, as the bio says, is a black conservative with a lot Ivy League education, and she's talking about Trump's accomplishments. Victoria, I really appreciate you joining us. And I want to go back, because you were talking before we went to the break about your visit to you went to the shooty bop the other day, as I always like to say. You got your hair clipped. And the thing that you said before we went to the break that impressed me, the way you put it, your hairstylist and a lot of the minority communities are coming around to the fact that they are, in fact, better off. But you used the word impressed, which I think is interesting. Talk a little bit more about the mood of the minority communities that you're perceiving or that you might refer to in your book.
So, you know, one of the really interesting things I've observed is you want to get a pulse of what's going on. You just go to a place like a convenience store or a beauty parlor.
Yes.
I mean, because they get so much information coming in or coming out. So I was talking to the gal who does my hair, and what happened was about 3 weeks ago or something, I actually gave her a copy of the book because I just, you know, I've been talking about it. And she actually said she was reading it on the train last week, you know, going to, she takes the subway in to work.
And you're in the city of Philadelphia. We got to remind folks.
I'm in the city of Philadelphia.
Brotherly love.
Exactly. She said she was reading the book, and she said that there was a black gentleman next to her who saw just the title of the book and just started berating her just for having a Trump book and reading it.
Really?
You know, she said, yeah. And so this goes to kind of, we talked about this earlier, Jim, and I'll tell the listeners a little bit about it, but
okay.
I had read, remember I told you that the Philadelphia Magazine, I had read the October issue, the October 2019 issue of the Philadelphia Magazine, and it talked about angry cities and that Philadelphia was a very angry city. If you unpack the actual article itself, the author, who is not a Republican at all, said, you know, one of the things that she had really noticed was that at this time, this season of where we are, she said the guiding principle is when it comes to is this: everyone who is not with us completely is against us. She said that there is a zero tolerance in Philadelphia in a lot of the East Coast cities for people who have a different mindset.
Really?
You know, they're shutting down free thought. And she's just saying that it is beyond, and I quote, she said that what is good and right is never-ending series of repetitive, self-defeating civil wars. She said, I'm not just talking about the fights between the Trumpers and anti-Trumpers, or the capitalists or the socialists, or the pro-life and pro-choice crews. That would be simple, but she said it's even more. She said it's the cyclists versus the drivers, the urbanists versus the non-urbanists, progressives versus the people who are not progressive enough. So the point is, what we're seeing is that if you do not completely adhere to the very, very left ideology, you know, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And this is what, and she said, you know, I was just sitting on the train just reading the book, and I got berated. And I'm a black female, and a black male was berating me. But she said that it was okay. She said all she wanted to do was just get off the train.
Isn't that fascinating that here you've actually got this list of a ranking of the angriest cities, which predominantly is filled with cities in the Northeast, where it's the most liberal and tolerant and supposedly open-minded. And then you've got a real life example there. But you're right. Even when you said the cyclists versus the drivers here in Austin, we know that as well. And it's a darn shame is the thing about it.
Yeah, it is a shame. I think the point is, you know, what the minority communities are realizing is that Trump is not, he's not the villain that he that a lot of the media is making him out to be. And a lot of the, so I would say more of the middle class and the upper middle class are noticing it most. And also, you know, people who have their, you know, who have their, they understand they want to go to the next level. They want to move up. You know, people who are concerned about the economy.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone who is the taxpayers, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic level is. Any taxpayer, no matter what the color of your skin, is seeing an increase in their quality of life. And I'm seeing that in Philadelphia where people were, you know, in the inner circles where they are okay speaking about Trump. They'll come to me. I'm their token conservative. They'll come to me and say, "Well, he's really not as bad as I thought he was."
And isn't so this isn't this interesting though that you've got this level of you're either all for us or you're against us by predominantly the liberal sector of supposedly the tolerant, and yet you're talking about minority communities coming around to actually realizing that things are better. And then you throw on top of that, I want to get your impression. What is the reaction or what is your read right now on this constant drumbeat of the boy crying wolf and the left trying to get rid of our president? Does it sink in or is that becoming a question even? Do you have any thoughts on that?
So, you know, I think it's a distraction. I think that, you know, what, so I want to kind of talk about the Democrats in two camps.
Okay.
I mean, they're your regular Democrats, you know, they're more centrist. And, you know, and while they may not have the same core values as a typical Republican or conservative, you know, they're, you know, you can talk to them. But then you have your more progressives or your uber liberals. And they basically are very left in their ideology, more socialist, and you know, and they're, you know, like the Elizabeth Warrens, you know, they want to do a wealth tax.
The AOCs, Ocasio-Cortez, and some of these other congresswomen.
The whole wealth redistribution, I mean, it's really, I mean,
yes.
And so it's really two camps within, you know, under that, the Democratic canopy. Now, what I would say is, you know, for the Democrats, the typical Democrat, they are listening to the progressives. They may not believe them 100%. But as far as a typical Trump supporter, they don't see the Trump supporter because all they hear is the blinding white noise from the progressives. And I talk about in the book, and I said, you know, the centrists are no longer having a voice in their party. And because the centrists don't have a voice in their party, they're going to, that's another reason why they're going to lose in 2020, because the progressives do not represent, I don't think, the real spirit of the Democrats themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they are just on a runaway train, and, you know, the centrists just can't pull them in. They can't or they won't. When I talk to my Democrat friends, they're like, you know, some of the stuff that the progressives are saying is crazy. I mean, you know, when I talked to the hairdresser today, you know, I was like, well, you know, Elizabeth Warren wants free health care for all, including illegal. She's like, what? Tuition as well.
Really?
And she was like, you're kidding me. Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, yeah, pretty much. And, you know,
with an exclamation point on the end of her voice. Yes.
Oh, she was flabbergasted. She just stopped what she did. I said, open borders, you know, packing the Supreme Court with liberal justices, you know, the elimination of student debt. And how about raising or lowering the voter age to 16, voting rights for ex-felons? It goes on and on and on. And when you talk to even just a regular Democrat, they're like, that's crazy. I quote, that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
That, she said. She says, that's crazy talk.
Okay.
So I don't have to, you know.
Let's keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I said, I don't think we have to worry about the Democrats so much in 2020 as they would like you to think. They're going to implode on their own. You know, just get some popcorn and watch. They're going to implode on their own. Just get the popcorn and watch. They're going to implode.
Okay, Victoria Lynch has got her new book, Trump Wins in 2020. It's available on Amazon and Google and all those other good online places, as well as at Barnes & Noble and major bookstores. Victoria, we got to go to a commercial break here, but you're going to stick around for the final segment. There's a line in your book where you say, here's my observation. The gods of intellectualism, cultural correctness, and elite privilege are no match for the middle class. And you referred to it in the first segment that the pen is mightier than the sword, but the vote is more powerful than the pen. Can we talk about this line, cultural correctness and elitist privilege are no match for the middle class? Because it's my perception that that's exactly what's going on in the country right now.
Absolutely.
Folks, we'll take our final commercial break, come back for the fourth quarter of the Texas Insider Show with Victoria Lynch right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good one, Casey Johns there. A little Los Lonely Boys. A piece of heaven is what we're sitting on here in lovely downtown Austin, Texas, the nation's 11th largest city. And welcome back to the final quarter of the Texas Insider Show. Folks, I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the worldwide Talk 1370 Right Choice headquarters. And be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we post about a half dozen articles a day, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And we're talking with my friend Victoria Lynch, who's got a brand new book that you can pick up at Barnes & Noble and all the other major retailers, as well as online at Amazon and so forth. Trump Wins in 2020. And Victoria, before we went to the break there, I mentioned one line from your book that reads, "The gods of intellectualism, cultural correctness, and elitist privilege are no match for the middle class." And here we've been talking about the Democrat primary, and right now you got Donald Trump and the Republicans on the right, and you got the socialist left is running the Democrat Party with Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and now you've got Michael Bloomberg coming in. Michael Bloomberg is a down-the-line liberal as well. He's been a national financier of supporting gun control. He's a zealot for climate change. He's actually been against the teachers unions because he's for charter schools. But Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were, in fact, raising money off the fact that he might get into the race. And it's the economy's humming along, and your reference to the middle class, yet if you're in the Democrat primary, business being for business, being a success in business, being pro-America is a liability. What's the dynamic that we're moving into here that you see?
So, you know, I love this phrase, the gods of intellectualism, cultural correctness, and elitist privilege are no match for the middle class. You know, it's really, so Philadelphia is a city that has so many universities and colleges per capita, maybe some of the highest in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the East Coast, in places like Philadelphia, Boston, D.C., New York, a lot of these cities, and even on the West Coast, most of the elites don't even recognize the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't recognize the colleges in the middle, the universities in the middle, the intellectual capacity of people in the middle. They're very, very dismissive. You know, and it's very, it's shocking. You know, it's very shocking. You know, I went to have the privilege to do my graduate work at the University of Pennsylvania, which of course is the president's alma mater.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, I was pulling my hair out at how elite the kids are there. First of all, there's not a lot of diversity in these Ivy League schools.
Good point.
Although they talk about diversity,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of diversity on the campus. And then they're just so privileged. So what I mean is...
And let me interrupt you there because I'm going to read from your bio. It says, Victoria Lynch, a black conservative with a Ivy League education. You were born in Washington, D.C. You've spent a good part of your adult life here in Texas, in Austin. In fact, mm-hmm. now you're back in Philadelphia. So that's the perspective from which you're speaking. Keep going.
Yeah, so really kind of what I'm focusing a lot on the cultural, the media, and the academy. So here's my observation from the data and research that I put in behind the book. The elite, the academy, the media, they have never understood the lessons from the 2016 election. So they have never bothered to find out who the middle, rural, and suburban America are. So for instance, In the book, in the last chapter, around chapter 12, I talk about after the 2016 election, there was a sponsor, a patron that went to MIT, and they sponsored some grant research so that the students at MIT could unpack the election results and they could try and find out what went wrong.
Okay.
So for years, yeah, MIT has been looking into it, trying to unpack it. And what they have come up with so far is that there was a disdain and a disconnect between the urban cities and the rest of America. They just dismissed them. They didn't know who they were. I mean, I know that sounds very like common sense logical,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, the elite just did not know. They did not know who we were. They didn't understand our traditional values. They didn't understand that we love America. They didn't understand that patriotism means something to us,
mm-hmm.
loyalty means something to us,
mm-hmm.
and all those things that they don't find that have to do with, you know, a cultural aspect. You know, we're just looking at just traditional values, making enough money to have a good life, to send our kids to college so that they can have a good life. You know, we're looking for the basics and the American dream. We love the American dream. Where the people on the coast don't have that same love for the American dream. They actually despise it. They loathe it because they feel that it makes America superior.
Interesting.
So, I mean, you know, if you look at it, think about as soon as the Democrats came into power in 2019, they moved extremely left.
Yes.
They flouted ideals like the Green New Deal.
Yes.
Reparations for slavery.
Yes.
You know, increasing limits for, actually expanding limits for abortion. They talked about open borders.
Banning fracking. You know, Bernie Sanders says he's going to put oil and gas executives in jail for crimes against the earth.
Oh yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, abolishing the Electoral College and ICE, free tuition for all, the elimination of all student debt, Medicare for all, an asset, a wealth tax.
O'Rourke, did you see Beto O'Rourke's proposal the other day that the tax-free status of churches who didn't perform gay and lesbian same-sex marriages, that their tax-free status should be taken away? Talking about a real zinger, that was something.
Well, so in my book, I think when I talk about cultural correctness and I talk about the fight, the real struggle, it's a cultural disconnect. And I talk about that specifically. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been the left's agenda all along. So anyone that espouses to traditional families, traditional values, is under attack. And the churches that still espouse to, like, the biblical model of, you know, one man, one woman in the union for marriage.
Or just a simple family structure.
The family structure, the traditional family structure, all of that is come under attack, and anyone who espouses those values is going to be demonized. And the churches and the nonprofits that espouse those values, what they're going to do is they're going to come after their tax status, their tax-exempt status. I talk about in the book. I mean, that is the next thoughtful kind of step that they would take.
Okay, Victoria, I got to interrupt you because we got about 2.5 minutes left, and I want to get to one final thing. You and I were talking yesterday, folks, visiting with Victoria Lynch about her new book, Trump Wins in 2020. A black conservative with an Ivy League education has written this book. Victoria, appreciate you joining us. But you and I were talking the other day about how you lived in Austin, and I think you said about 5 years ago you moved back to Philadelphia. Talk about the hatred of Texas up there in the Northeast.
So, and that was part of, again, when I started, when you asked me why I read the book or wrote the book, it's because, you know, I had to encourage myself. You know, we're coming from a place, a red state, a place where, you know, we have traditional values and a smoking hot economy, mm-hmm. and people get an opportunity to live out the American dream. You know, I'm coming from a place with big values, big dreams, you know, and I'm coming to the Northeast. What I was telling you is that Texas has, you know, by default become the conservative leader in the nation. So the state itself is the jewel of the Republican Party, really because of the number of Republicans and the Electoral College, just the amount, you know, what you bring to the Electoral College, the count. And Texas kind of, if you consider yourself standing, has its hands out. It keeps the left coast and the west coast at bay and keeps them in check. And because of the four seats that Texas picked up in the last census, you know, and they were the state to pick up the most seats. Uh-huh. They really have the most political power.
Uh-huh.
So on the coast that are just, they are crazy for power. They don't just dislike Texas. They despise Texas because of the political prowess and the pull that Texas has, you know, and so it's venom. It's
yeah.
not just, I don't like them. I despise them.
Victoria, I got to stop you there because doggone it, we're out of time. But folks, check out victorialynch.com. Victoria, will you come back and visit with us in the future?
I would love to.
Okay, Victoria Lynch, be sure and check her out at victorialynch.com and buy her book, Trump Wins 2020, online at Amazon or in Barnes & Noble. And be sure and check back in next week. We're going to be printing Victoria's book here in the Texas Insider, but we'll talk more about politics next week on the Texas Insider Show. Thanks for joining us, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.